Hardship has a way of narrowing our vision. When grief, disappointment, loneliness, depression, anxiety, anger, regret, or uncertainty press in, we may stop seeing anything except the pain in front of us. That is why Christian gratitude must be taught carefully. Gratitude through hardship does not mean pretending everything is fine. It does not mean calling evil good. It does not mean smiling when your heart is breaking. Christian gratitude is honest hope. It can say, this hurts, and also say, God has not abandoned me. It can say, I do not understand, and also say, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. That verse does not shame the brokenhearted. It does not tell crushed people to hurry up and feel thankful. It reveals the mercy of God. He draws near in the valley. In this course, we call this Christian gratitude discernment. We ask what pain needs to be named honestly, and also what grace can still be noticed. Sometimes the grace is not big or dramatic. It may be one friend who checks in, one meal, one scripture that keeps you breathing, one honest prayer, one moment when you did not give up, one tear that became a prayer. The Bible encourages this kind of noticing, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. When people are suffering, their attention often becomes fixed on threat, loss, or regret. A small practice of noticing grace can help the soul remember that pain is real, but pain is not the whole story. Christian gratitude is not a silver bullet for depression, anxiety, trauma, or grief. Some hardships require pastoral care, counseling, medical support, protection, or wise community. Getting help is not a lack of faith. It may be one of the graces God provides. So today, do not force yourself to list 10 happy things. Start smaller. Name the hardship honestly before God. Then ask, Lord, is there one sign of grace here? Maybe the answer is, I am still here. Maybe the answer is, someone prayed for me. Maybe the answer is, Christ is risen and my story is not over. That is honest hope. Christian gratitude through hardship begins here. God is near. Grace is still real. The dead are raised. And your story is not over.